Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Cheek, and this is my show, Say What? Where? When? And most importantly, why? I've been asking why my whole life, and I've found some answers to life that might amuse you, might confuse you. Some answers might confound you, and some might astound you. But in all cases, I hope you find something interesting that contributes to living your life in peace and joy and happiness. And tonight, I wanted to share with you some experiences I had this past weekend while my daughter and my granddaughter were visiting me. Now, my daughter's son, my only grandson, is here in California now going to school at Occidental College, where President Obama went to college. And when my grandson first got there, he got a lovely apartment, and he invited me to come up to his and see his place. And he gave me a tour of the college campus, and he took me down the hallowed walk, which is where, on the first day of orientation, all of the freshmen walked down this walk. And all of the professors and the president of the university, and they're all wearing all of their academic robes and their appropriate hoods, all line up. And the students walk past them up to a table where the book of Occidental College is opened. And each student signs his name. And my grandson had walked down that hallowed walk in front of all those professors and the president of the university, and they opened up the book, and he signed his name. And then they showed him the page where President Obama had signed. What an experience. And since my grandson has been there, and since he is a veteran of 8 years of military service in the Air Force, and he then became Occidental's freshman Almanson scholar this year, the faculty and the president have kind of had their eyes on him as a potential next famous person to attend their college. So my daughter, his mother, and my granddaughter, his sister, wanted to come out and visit him and see his apartment and walk the hallowed walk with him on the campus. I mean, after all, he's our Sheldon, and we're looking for the Nobel Prize or some other corresponding academic recognition. So they flew into LAX, and I had a private driver pick him up and bring him down here to me in Orange County, and my grandson drove down from Pasadena to join us, and we went immediately to El Pollo Loco. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go to El Pollo Loco. And we ate our fill of that great chicken, rice, and beans. They don't have El Pollo Loco in Omaha, Nebraska, and it is my family's favorite California fast food. And then we headed for our family's favorite place in all the world, the Laguna Cliffs Village in Laguna Beach, and had a drink right on the ocean. And then we headed to Dana Point for the Christmas boat parade, and we were actually on a boat in the parade. It was so much fun. So the next morning, I had a wedding in the gazebo in Laguna Beach, and the day had started out dark and stormy and cold. My daughter went with me to the wedding. We let the kids sleep in. But my cousin was also visiting from Indianapolis to see her niece and the new baby, and they live in San Dimas, and they wanted to see me do a wedding. So they had also driven down to Laguna so that they could go to the wedding also. So when I arrived at the gazebo with the decorator, it had already started to rain. And the groom was already there with his family taking pictures in the gazebo, and we had to get it decorated. So I got out of the car, and I took out my Visa card to pay the parking meter. And I remember putting the Visa card into the parking meter and checking to make sure that I had 3 hours of time. And then the last I remember having my credit card was in my hand as I started to go into the gazebo to supervise the decorating, talk to the groom and get the marriage license, and greet my cousin and her niece. Now, this is a lot of extra commotion going on, much more than what I normally have when I go to start to set up for a wedding. And my cousin's niece had also brought her mother-in-law, who wanted to meet me and watch me do a wedding. So just a lot of commotion. So I just have no memory of what I did with the credit card. Well, the rain started to come down harder, and a brisk wind picked up, and it was almost time for the bride to arrive, and we had a big processional to get ready. First, the seating of the mothers, and then the junior bridesmaid and the junior groomsmen, who were the bride's niece and nephew, and then the maid of honor, her sister, and the best man, the groom's friend, and then the bride's other nephew walked in with their dog, who was all dressed up as a bridesmaid with dress and hat. And then the dog also walked with the flower girl, and then the bride with her father. Now, get this. This was all in the rain, outdoors, under umbrellas, with all of us trying not to poke each other's eyes out with the umbrellas. And there were 50 guests who came to this wedding who were all lined up on both sides of the sidewalk, all with under their umbrellas, to watch the bride walk down the aisle. And you know what? I just have to say this was the greatest bunch of people I have ever met in all the years of doing weddings, which is almost 20 years now. Next year's 20 years. Not a person complained. Not a person made a fuss or said anything negative. Everyone acted like this was just the most super-duper wedding they had ever been to in their life, all laughing and joyful, happy, and celebrating with their whole hearts. And the bride walked into the gazebo on the arm of her dad under her umbrella, with a big smile on her face, and that smile never left her face for a single moment for the next 2 hours of the ceremony and taking all the pictures while the wind and the rain howled around us. And it was cold. They ended up having to take all of their pictures inside the gazebo afterwards, so we had to wait longer than usual before we could take down the decorations and leave. But finally, they got all the pictures they wanted, and they left, everybody still very joyful and happy. And we took down everything, soaking wet, and then we headed for Fashion Island, which is Newport Beach's premier shopping center, where we could be inside and be warm and shop. And by 5 o'clock, with arms loaded with California goodies, a pair of really cute new blue jeans for my granddaughter, and a yummy, yummy Calvin Klein sweater for my grandson that was on sale for $45. And then my daughter and grandson and granddaughter left to go back up to Pasadena to have their campus tour and see the apartment. And by then, I was exhausted. I headed for my Hilton bed at my house. Now, I have been a Hilton Hotel Honors member for several years. And perhaps some of you have heard my radio show that I did on changing my childhood. You know, if you've had a bad childhood, you can recreate a new one and eliminate the old one that had all of its traumas and hurts and constraints. So I recreated my childhood by being a Hilton. I was born to Richard and Kathy Hilton, who loved each other very much and also desired and planned to have a child that was me. And I was provided with every advantage for learning and satisfying my never-ending curiosity about life, you know, that asking why about everything from the very beginning. And early on, my father took me to work with him, and I learned the hotel business. And I learned business in general, which is why I can run such a successful business today. And I was totally indoctrinated in the Hilton Hospitality Program, which treats each and every guest like you are the most special person in all the world. And my dad taught me how he chose the very finest of bedding for the beds in all of his hotels, feather beds and real down comforters and down pillows. They make a bed at a Hilton hotel a sumptuous and a totally decadent experience. And you never want to get out of bed there. And after my first stay at a Hilton, I ordered everything for my own bed. The feather bed, the down comforter, the down pillows, and now every night in my very own bed, I have a sumptuous and totally decadent experience. So I headed for my Hilton bed. Now, my daughter spent the next day fixing up her son's apartment, doing 5 loads of laundry. Seems he had not done laundry since he started classes. Hanging pictures and hanging up all of his clothes and organizing his closet. Doing dishes. Seems he had not done any dishes since he started classes either. And generally made his apartment look more like a home. And then they had their campus tour and ended up at the observatory that evening in Griffith Park in Los Angeles. And while they were doing all that, later in the day, I had an idea that I should book a room at the Hilton at LAX for the night before my daughter was to leave to go home. Because of the amount of honors points I have, I can get a room there for 3 people for $59. So then I could just plan to have another night with them. Now, the reason I thought to do this was to eliminate any chance that my daughter and granddaughter would miss their flight, because their flight was to leave at LAX at 10:45 in the morning on Tuesday. And to get to LAX in time for the flight from Pasadena, they would need to leave Pasadena at least by 7:30 or perhaps even earlier. And I got to thinking that the chances of all of them getting up on time and getting ready to go and getting to LAX in time for the flight seemed somewhat risky to me. And then there's always that chance, you know, that something could happen on the freeway and they just would never make it at all. So I proposed the idea to my daughter, and she said, "My son is being a brat, and the Hilton is looking better and better to me. When can we check in?" And I asked her what was the matter. Well, apparently, my daughter didn't think that her son appreciated what she had done in the apartment and that she had taken some of her own precious birthday money to buy the hangers and the picture frames and the closet organizing drawers. And then my grandson didn't think that she was appreciating that he had given her so much of his time during finals week, because he didn't know it was going to be finals week when they first discussed the visit, and then by the time he did find out, she had already bought the tickets, and now he was under terrible pressure to entertain his mother and his sister and be taking his final exams at a college that was expecting him to be the next famous person to graduate. Well, I drove up there early the next morning and got there around noon, and we all went to lunch in Old Town Pasadena, where the two of them really got into it. And my daughter said to me, "Okay, Mom, let's go to the Hilton." Well, on our way to the Hilton, we drove through Hanoi Town, where there are these hundreds of little shops that are just crammed full of Asian bargains. And my daughter and granddaughter said, "Stop!" And they jumped down, and they just had this fantastic shopping experience, finding real leather boots for $20 and darling leggings for $2 and 12 scarves for $15. I got to have my pick of two or three. And then as we drove out of Hanoi Town, we drove through a huge homeless section of Los Angeles. And my granddaughter was aghast at the numbers of people living on the streets, because Los Angeles has the largest homeless population in the United States. It's a 51-block area that's called Skid Row, where more than 51,000 homeless people choose to live on the streets in makeshift tents, and some just in a sleeping bag on the sidewalk, and all of their worldly possessions in a shopping cart. It was just unbelievable. I just had no idea that so many people lived on the streets of L.A. You just have to kind of see it to believe it. And while we drove down this one street, we watched this homeless man spread out his sleeping bag on the sidewalk, and then he turned down his bed, getting it ready for him to get into it and go to sleep. Well, later that evening, as we sat in our lovely hotel room at the Hilton, and my granddaughter was wrapped all up in her down comforter and laying on the feather bed with her head on the down pillow, and our bellies were full of warm caramel apple cake with ice cream and cheesecake with fresh raspberries brought to our room by room service, she said, "I saw a homeless man turn down his bed on the sidewalk in L.A. today." She said, "I wish I could have talked to him and found out what his story was. Why was he a homeless man on the streets of L.A.? And here I am, luxuriously resting at the Hilton Hotel, wrapped up in my down, warm down comforter, full of cheesecake and fresh raspberries." But back to when we checked in. We got to the Hilton around 5, and we were greeted at the door by a smiling doorman who called the bellboy to take our luggage. And I left my car with the valet driver, and we headed to the front desk. And I opened my purse to get out my Visa credit card. And, oh, no! Where is my credit card? And then I frantically thought back, and I thought, oh, the last time I remember having my credit card was when I was putting it in the parking meter at the wedding way back on Saturday, and now this is Monday. And I had it in my hand when I went into the gazebo. But then who knows what happened to it after that? So, there at the front desk, in the presence of the front desk clerk and my daughter and my granddaughter, I said, "Angel in charge of my Visa credit card, please find it and take care of it for me. Thank you." You know, because, first of all, I believe in angels. And, you know, I didn't know the number of my credit card. I couldn't call and report anything. And until I got back home, which would not be till the next day. So I just released all of my fear and my panic, and I put that credit card into the hands of my angel, who I knew loved me and would take care of everything for me. And my daughter pulled out her credit card, and we got checked in. Now, the other reason I thought it would be good for us to be at the Hilton LAX is that they have a free shuttle that takes people to the airport, and it runs every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day. And this was a very convenient and easy way for my daughter and granddaughter to get to the airport the next day. And then as we were having our dinner, we got a call from my grandson. And when he had gotten back to his apartment, there was a terrible gas smell in the apartment, which seemed to be coming from the water heater, which he reported to the management, and they evacuated him out of the apartment. Now, my grandson went over to his girlfriend's house, but my daughter and granddaughter would not have been able to stay there either, and they would have been scampering it to try to find some last-minute accommodations. So, me getting the reservation at the Hilton was divine intervention when we didn't even know we needed divine intervention. And in fact, I was thinking that it was a bad thing that my daughter and her son were having issues, but in fact, it was creating a temporary situation to take care of the whole situation. And by going through the whole thing, my daughter and her son learned some more things about each other. And they finally did resolve their differences, and we had a wonderful night's stay at the Hilton, which solved the problem of where we were going to stay before anybody even knew that we would even need a place to stay. And we all got up the next morning and had plenty of time to go have the delicious breakfast buffet. And then my daughter and granddaughter went and got on the shuttle and went to the airport. So easy, so unhurried, so no stress. And I put in the order for the valet to bring me my car. And now the best part. When I went to get into my car, lo and behold, right on the floor next to the gas pedal was my Visa credit card. There it was. What a thrill. My heart practically was beating out of my chest, and I just started yelling to my angel, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't care if people were looking at me funny. I didn't care that the valet guy thought I had lost my mind. I was just so elated and full of joy, I just couldn't keep quiet. And finally, I was able to calm down, put the credit card back into its usual place in my purse, and I started the car, turned on my CD of the Hawaiian music I love up to the highest volume, and started my trip back down to Orange County, back to my normal life, which I think is just not going to be normal in any sense from now on. I have entered into what I am going to call the flow, that perfect timing in no time, where everything is already all set and ready to be experienced, and where any need that comes up is just fun stuff for the angels to do for us, and all we need to do is call upon them and then live and move and have our being within the boundaries of the flow, where everything is perfect all the time. Well, this is Marcianne. I hope you've been blessed by my story. And I'm going to say goodbye now. Aloha. I love that word in the Hawaiian language. It means hello, goodbye, and I love you.